Okay, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are watching this video. We are now at Osaka, Japan. We are going to view some properties. We're going to answer some questions, like for example, can take loan or not, what are the taxes, can sell or not, is it like the Malaysia property, can do Airbnb or not, and whatsoever, okay? Why did I choose Osaka is because I have to admit that Osaka is one of my favorite cities. And Osaka is a very beautiful place, and it's not that developed yet in my opinion, because prices are still considered affordable. If you want to compare to big cities like Tokyo and all those things, it's a lot cheaper in Osaka. So and I was also told that in the future Osaka will have some casino kind of gambling thing that will boost the economy and whatsoever. So that's it. Stay tuned and watch on. Okay, so now this is the location. We are going to see a condo and we are going to see a landed. So I'm going to share with you the difference. But anyway, my conversation with him is in Chinese, right? So I'll try to stop the video and translate somewhere. So anyway, this location, right, is about 12 minutes drive back to Namba Station. Then in terms of like train, it's 21 minutes. So to them, this is a residential area. It's a pretty convenient area, considered city area. But this unit that we're going to see, right, is a little bit older. That's why we can get it at this price. What's the price? I'll tell you later. Okay, but the condo is about 1987, okay? But over here, it's all freehold. Okay, so this is the entrance. Okay, since you all complained that time we use 360, right? Then we're not going to use 360 now. We're just going to show you how it works. So this is the toilet. 所以我看到的都是我买的,对吗?是的。就是现在有的东西都会存在啊。Okay, so this is newly renovated, even though it's a 1987 building. TFM. Storage space here. Okay, now you enter. This is a toilet. So they always separate their bath and their toilet. And then now we enter into the living area. Okay. 这间屋子多大呢?
这间屋子总面积是64.26平米。
64.26, so it's about 64 square meter. Okay.
而且它没有公摊面积。
就是实际面积。 就是不外面阳台不算。 Okay, it doesn't include the balcony. So this is a kitchen area. To be frank, this is pretty big. So they make like an island style. Then living area. This is like a one more bedroom, but a smaller bedroom. Oh, there's another one. This is an actual bedroom. There's one more bedroom. 所以它是有三个房间吗? 还是这个它...
三房一厅。三房一厅,
哇,这样它很大间嘛?
对。
它只是厅小了一些而已嘛?
是。
房子比较旧,但是它是full reform。 Very nice. This is the view. So basically, you don't get a lot of views on, because there are units like next to each other. And then this is the balcony. Normally people hang their clothes here and all these things. If you realize there's a renovation outside, because there's a unit, there's a condo that is being built outside. But to be frank with you, if I keep quiet, right, you can't really hear too much sound from the outside. So that's pretty good.
楼非常非常的牢固。所以这边其实你们卖屋子，它也有想的，就是说它是怎么构造的。会讲是什么构造，但是呢，现在新建的楼都是RC，都是钢筋混凝土的，没有铁骨了。铁骨之前就是成本非常。所以铁骨就是很像steel这样是吗？它是比较好的铁，重铁。可是你讲新的是不是用铁了，它就用钢筋和混凝土。
钢筋和混凝土，连这个是钢筋，这个是铁而已。这是铁加上钢筋混凝土两层。所以这个，所以衡量很多。可是新的就没有这样了啦。对，新的没有这样。Okay, so you can see this 64.26 square meter. 1987 July. 这个管理费是每个月
就大概这个数目是吗？
对，管理费和修缮基金两个，
两个都要还呢、啊？
对，
哦，所以你每个月两个都要还。
是的，
所以加到来大概300新币左右。OK，OK， 可以。所以这个价钱 ，Okay， if you look at this price, this is about 290,000 Sing。Okay, so according to him, this is their design now. They like it where there's an island so that they can have like a concealed space. Doesn't affect the living area. And this is a newly renovated one. So you can see. So what he's telling me is that when they cook, all the exhaust air will actually suck in from here. 所以他从这里吸去哪里呢？就直接吸进去里面嘛。
它底下有管道可以直接排出去。
哦，所以他吸了，他就排出去了。
对，还有。这个是另外的一个托排，
可是这个就没有排出去，对吗？
这个也是上面有管道，也是排出去。
哦，也是排出去。
Double。
哦，所以在日本是可以排出去的。
是是是。
哦，所以 exhaust can actually suck the air out。OK OK， 我知道日本的就比较先进嘛，对不对？嗯。OK。
This is the sound from the outside. It's pretty noisy because the construction is here. They're building another condo. I want to come out first because I want to show you this 1987. OK.But if you look at the construction, you look at the flooring, you look at the condo, to me, it's pretty okay. It doesn't look that old. Nothing much to complain about. This is the lift. Does it look very old? To me, it's okay. It's really a Japanese style kind of thing. And the staircase, you can see it's very clean, very well maintained. I don't know what else to complain, man. Even the walls, it's okay. Nothing not good and look old to me. Everything is normal.And you have this blocking to prevent people from looking in. Nothing that it doesn't look like 1987. Definitely look better than the Singapore 1987 in my opinion. So I think they do a lot of maintenance and a lot of refurnishing, upgrading and all these things.
So you still have like a letterbox, the intercom, okay? 1987, look at it. The doors are new.Inside everything is okay. The flooring, everything definitely looks better than 1987. This is the entrance of the place where people park their bicycles and all these things. And in
Osaka, there's not much like facilities. You don't have like swimming pool, all these things. So basically all the money that you pay, right, is really maintaining the building. And that's how the building looks like.
Just a very normal building. You will see a lot of these buildings here.They are all considered like condos in Osaka. Over there, it seems like there's a Donki Donki, which is a supermarket. So it's also very near. So imagine you come here, there's a supermarket there.
Okay, so according to him, right, there's some construction law, like something like our BUC law. So anything that is built 1983 and later on, which is newer, 1983 and newer, they are considered safer.Because they have a different construction rule. So some of the buildings that is older than 1983, the prices are a little bit lower, partly due to age also, and second is the construction law. So over here, anything after 1983 considered to them, the price is higher. Do they really care about whether is it old or new? Not so much. The reason is because all these condos, right, in Osaka,95% of them are freehold. Okay, 95% of them are freehold. But there's a problem over here. Okay, so we are going to go and see another one, which is not a condo, which is a landed. Then you understand what's the difference later. Okay, now we are going to see a landed property. If you drive here to Namba, that's 13 minutes. Surprisingly, this place, if you take a train, is nearer.Because there's an express called the Nankai Express, which is the MRT, that you can take to the airport. Okay, that's 10 minutes. So this place is still considered convenient, but a little bit on the residential area side. Okay, so why are we seeing a landed property now? They call it 一户建 means like standalone. The reason is because condos in Japan, right, cannot do Airbnb as long as there's a management. Okay, I don't want to confuse you guys.But most of the condos in Japan, if you buy the condos, you cannot do Airbnb, okay? So you cannot get a management company to go and list it on Airbnb and then rent it out. But standalone, you can do Airbnb. And this is why today we are coming to see standalone. But standalone, they are not in the city area. They are more like at the side of the city. Okay, still considered convenient in Osaka, because Osaka city is not very big. So they're still at the site. Like you see, well, we are only like 10 to 15 minutes train right away. So now we are going to look for this standalone. It's a 2-bedroom unit. Okay, and it costs about, I think, 480,000 Sing. So let's go.
Okay, if you take a look, right, these are all considered landed. Okay, we just want to show you all this is a landed. But do you see that the buildings, right, they are joined together. Some of the buildings are joined together. When they are joined together, they are called terrace. When they stand alone, like maybe like this, stand alone, you see, they stand alone and never join the wall, right? Then this one, they are more expensive. So this is built in 2023. This is the one that we are going to take a look.
So before we see the unit, right, just an introduction. It's very difficult to find landed properties here because of the freedom to do Airbnb. So this is what we can find last minute. We actually found something else that's cheaper at about like 300 plus K. This is like close to 500 K. The reason is because the 300 plus K just sold off yesterday before I can actually view it. Okay, so now let's go and take a look.
Hello, Bunny. You can see it. So, it's still there. No, it's not. It's still in
the process. Oh. It's
还要取民宿许可。
对，没有民宿许可的话，它是不能建议民宿。
好，可是只是登记而已嘛，对吗？
做一个许可申请一下。
对，申请而已嘛。Okay, so they are still renovating because they are planning to do Airbnb. This is the entrance of the house. You come in. This is the entrance where you put your shoes.And this is considered like the living area. It's a little bit messy. Just ignore it because they are trying to furnish it to sell as like an Airbnb. This is the kitchen area. Okay, so you see all their exhausts have the same issue. They can actually suck the air out one. So these are not like our Singapore one. This one, they really have the exhaust chimney to suck the air out, even from the bottom and the top. Then they have all these things here. New washing machine. This is the toilet.I just have to say that Japan has one of the best shower toilets. I don't know how they have this kind of concept, but I can only tell you that every Airbnb that I go, they really have this. They're not big. They are not amazing. They are just simple and beautiful, okay? And they always have this bathtub that will never leak because it's like a standalone thing. And I don't know how they do it, you know, but bathtub in Singapore, obviously.And they always separate their toilets and their shower. 我们去楼上吧。Okay, so if you don't want this here, I don't know, you can have a small sofa or something. Or maybe I don't know what you can do here. It looks pretty small, but it's pretty long. How you're going to furnish it. Then this is the stairways.Don't expect a big house in Japan, guys. Japan land is...difficult. So over here, 2-bedder. Behind is the wardrobe. Okay, 2 single beds. Aircon. Oh, perfect. This is the other units at the side. Over here, you have another bigger bedroom. Double bed, wardrobe. Actually, you can do 2 single bed or even like.I don't know, maybe just customize, can have the whole thing as a bed too. They're still renovating. Simple house. Okay, this is where we are now. This is a station, it's very, very near. It may not look as good from the outside with a lot of old houses, but you can see as an Airbnb spot. This is the Nankai station, it's really very near.
Okay, let me explain to you. Basically, the unit is empty when you buy. Why we see the furniture inside is because they are trying to do Airbnb and sell at the same time.
Okay, so that's why the unit is renovating and furnished. But when you buy, right, the unit is empty. You got to furnish it yourself. The only thing that is there are things that is mounted, like toilets, stove, all these things, kitchen stuff, they are mounted. Those that's not mounted, like you saw those furniture, they are all being removed. So basically here, the Airbnb rate per night is about $150 thing per night, plus minus. Okay, so that's how they earn money from it.
So the unit is there. You can see this one is a bigger unit. It's a corner unit. You see? And they even put name one. Because this is like a full Airbnb unit that they rented it out. So they use this to earn like a passive income. Which is legal because they have an Airbnb permit. So you see, this is a permit for Airbnb. This is a Japanese owner. Okay, and this is the name of the lodging, the contact number. So this is the permit that he has gotten for this Airbnb unit. So this only applies to landed, okay? Landed. See, this is like a terrace, but this is also an Airbnb. You can see there's an Airbnb permit over there. So you can see who is the owner. It's a Chinese lady, Fang Wenjun.
Okay, so now we have our Japanese agent friend here, okay? I will ask him a few questions, but he has to be in Chinese because he can only speak Chinese, okay? Okay, 可以介绍一下你自己吗?
Okay.
就是名字啊, 还有你做这个日本的这个, 地产啊, 多久了?
Okay. 大家好。我的名字叫宝来直弥, 现在已经是日本国籍。 我来日本现在是23年, 第23年。 出生呢是在上海, 中国的上海。 现在改了日本国籍之后呢, 我从事在大阪做, 房地产已经是第12年了, 也有很多, 合作方, 包括中国内陆的, 香港, 台湾, 新加坡, 有很多客户过来, 买日本的投资房, 希望大家也感兴趣。
所以, 所以最重要就是说, 因为, 就是要有信任啊, 所以在大阪, 做这个, 房地产是有执照的是吗？
对, 我们必须, 取得日本不动产协会, 大阪府知事所颁发的, 一个叫宅地建筑物取引业者票, 就是房地产执照。有了这个房地产执照的话, 我们的背后是有政府管控, 然后也有保证协会, 我们都是交保证费的。 万一在交易的过程中, 发生不愉快的事情, 买方可以直接去协会告发, 得到相应的赔偿, 然后协会再罚我们的款, 所以会有一个, 保障。
就是我觉得每个人来新加坡买, 来大阪买屋子, 对吗? 他们都会想要知道就是说外国人和本地人买, 就是有没有说外国人要还比较高的税啊, 还是,
okay, 日本的本地人, 和外国人在日本购买房产, 完全是一样。
一样, okay。
对, 在购买时是完全一样的。
Okay。
唯一就是在卖出去的时候啊, 会有区别。 如果是外国人的情况下呢, 一般会, 先支付卖价的 10.21% 的, 扣除这个房款, 先去交税, 这个税的名称叫, 源泉征收税。
Okay, 这个我帮你讲一下。 Okay, so basically, right, this one a bit complicated. So when you buy, there's no extra tax. Okay, so what he's trying to share with us is that when you sell, right, the government will lock 10% of it, a certain percent of it, for you to go and pay property tax first, because they just don't want you to run away from property tax. Okay, so this one you can check with him again, because I don't want the whole interview to be too complicated because of the details. But basically, there's no extra tax or charges that you will need to pay as a foreigner. 就是说外国人和日本人买就是说在税方面是一样的，完全一样，就是说不会说外新加坡人就是在大阪买屋子就要还比较高的价钱，是没有这个道理的，对，这个是比较重要的。另外一个问题就是在买这间屋子，就是打个比方这间屋子是这个价钱嘛， 在这个价钱以外还有什么费用？OK，在买入时的话，现在有很多精确数字无法计算，每套房子都不一样。那么我们会跟客户说，大概是房价的7%，不会超7%。 OK，
那里面会包括
嗯
我们的中介公司的中介费，
嗯，
不动产取得税，
嗯，
律师的登记费用等等，
嗯，
还有印花税，
嗯，
所有加在一起
不到
超过7%。
OK， so there's a 7%. They use 7% to calculate. Why? Because there's an agent fee, there's some administrative charges, legal fee, and tax to be paid.Okay, so they will use an extra fee is about 7%. Okay, you can check with him directly again. 所以基本上我们已经懂了，就是说公寓是不可以拿来做 Airbnb 的。
Yeah.
就是现在我们看的这些都可以拿来做 Airbnb。
是。
Okay, 可是就是说你有告诉我，就是说你们也是会帮忙管理，就是帮忙把它申请成 Airbnb， 再加上就是会帮他啊打广告啊这些东西。在可是家具方面呢，你们会帮忙提供这些东西吗？
对，其实简单的说就是我们都会提供这些服务，但是呢费用都是买方来出，
嗯
啊，我们会帮他去设计啊、
okay、
去根据他的预算配套什么样的家具。
哦，所以家
OK,
家具是要买啦、啊、不是拿来租的啦。
家具是买的，直接买的。
OK， 家具自己买。
对
，OK， 像这个费用就是说啊、是怎么算呢？就是如果你帮我们做成 Airbnb 啊、民宿啊，
啊，
就是每个月、
啊。OK， 如果是按照经营民宿的话，
嗯，
我们是委托我们去经营，
嗯，
那是完全没问题，
嗯，
根据地段不同，
嗯，
我们收取的经营委托费也不一样，
嗯，大概啦，
大概20%到30%。它营业额的20%到30%。
OK。
除了这以外，就是正常的经费，都是客户自己出。
Okay.
比如说，消耗品，牙刷、牙膏啊，沐浴啊，这些洗发膏
啊 ，OK、
包括清扫费，
okay.
每一次清扫费也会让客户自己出。但是 ，Airbnb 上面订单的话，上面都会加一个清扫费。
啊、oh, okay.
原则上等于清扫费几乎都不用了嘛。
OK,OK, okay, okay, 就是大概 20% 左右啦。
是的。
OK,、so if you get them to do Airbnb for you, the charges is about 20%. OK, of course there's other charges plus minus you got to check with him like cleaning and all these things. Then, furnitures you got to buy yourself, consumable items like soap la, detergent, all these you got to pay yourself also, OK? Then, 那是我跟你讲过，就是说，就是我现在啊、给你管理了，
是
我收到的租金，你是可以汇到新加坡的户口的，
对
吧？对，
只要不是中国内陆的，新加坡户口都 OK。
OK, so he can transfer the money that you earn every month to your Singapore account. OK, so basically that's it lah. So I just want to make it very simple because we already view. I don't want to complicate the things. The thing is, He told me a little bit about the development in Osaka. 所以我记得你告诉我就是说大阪刚刚就是说可以建赌场嘛。
对，大阪呢、接下来的活动很多，比如说明年的 Expo,
嗯，
世博会，
嗯，
是明年6月就要举行，
嗯，
然后世博会开好之后在那个场地哦，他会拆除一半，
嗯，
开始建 IR, 就是赌场 Casino。
OK。
而且大阪的 Casino 呢是参照新加坡的 Marina Bay Sands 去建。
嗯啊、okay.
会有很多娱乐设施，剧场，包括 hotel, 公园，整块土地的 3% 去建 casino.
Okay. So basically, there's a parliament bill that's been passed. They can build a casino and, they can build some recreational. It's a little bit like Sentosa, MBS kind of thing. Okay. So, but for me, it's very direct. I feel that Osaka is considered like a developing area, not too bad.And, one thing that I think everybody agree with me is everybody like Japan. And the yen is low. So, okay, anyway, just make it simple. If you're interested, okay, you can drop me a message. I can refer you to him. Then you can just check with him, okay? This has nothing to do with my business in Singapore. I just want to make it clear, disclaimer, okay? Nothing to do with me. Okay, I just want to make the video interesting. I just want to get you exposed to more, properties around the world that I think is,More worth it, you know. If you ask me to go to like UK and all this, to me, I don't feel secure about it. So that is why, so far I only show you Malaysia, which I feel that makes some reason why you come. Second is Osaka, and I won't show you Tokyo also because it's too expensive. Okay. Another thing is, okay, 还有多一个问题就是、
okay.
这里是不能贷款的外国人。
外国人不能贷款，必须要 cash. 还有我再补充一点。为什么要在大阪做 Airbnb 哈、有政府的支持。
啊、OK。
整个日本目前只有大阪 Osaka 是可以做365天的特区民宿许可。
哦，你是说别的
城市有民宿许可，但是只能经营180天哦。
哦，
只有 Osaka 有365天。那为什么会有这365天呢？是因为大阪建赌场之后，现在目前每一年从关西机场到大阪的游客 about 1300万人。
OK。
建完赌场之后，大阪的官网上面预测达到4600万人。
哦，所以他们觉得有多一点人会来大阪。
对，会有三倍的人。
啊，
但是
OK。
土地只有这些，酒店也有限。
对对。
所以政府鼓励大家去做这个 Airbnb。
再加上它市区不大嘛，对不对？
是是是是。
OK。
所以现在是一个非常好的机会。
OK。So basically what he's trying to tell you that in others,cities like Tokyo or whatsoever, their Airbnb license may only be 180 days that you can rent out to outside people as Airbnb. The rest of the days you cannot. But in Osaka, the city government has allowed you to rent it out 365 days, means every single day it can be an Airbnb. Okay, so that's the difference. 啊，对，还有就是说每年呢要还那个税嘛，给政府的。
是。
那个是几巴仙呢？
那个没有一个正确的金额。
啊、哦。
那每套房子。
大概。
选定房子我才能去计算。
可是大概。从多少到多少。
这个因为土地建筑物都不一样、
啊、
面积也不一样哈。
啊。
一个一户建。
啊。
刚才我们看了比较新的那个一户建呢。
对。
啊、那个差不多在12万日元。
12万日元 ,OK, 12万日元 ,OK,OK, so the one that we view just now, the landed property, 1 year is about 1,100 as property tax, okay, so he's trying to say that he cannot explain a percentage because every unit size and everything, the area, everything is different, okay, but that is how the property tax is. To me, is it very high? I don't think so. Okay, one important point, 啊，我就是要让他们知道，就是说，啊，因为公寓有管理费，还有另外一个费用嘛，
对，
啊，可是这个独立的没有。Okay, so I want to show you the condo is because I want to show you the difference. So condo you can buy and rent out yearly to Japanese.Or people that want to stay in Osaka on a long-term basis. But this landed standalone terrace and whatsoever, you can do Airbnb. So that's why to me, I feel that there's no point we go and buy condos lah. To me, I still recommend you to buy landed. But again, it's difficult to find. It's a little bit higher. It's not cheap. And the good thing is there's no maintenance fee for all these Airbnb. But anything spoil or like rooftop leaking and whatsoever, you have to do it yourself.But, I also spoken to him because I know the workmanship in, Japan, like, this kind of roof leaking and all these things are really very rare. Okay, so as long as you pay, you get good workmanship from the Japanese, construction people and, they really hardly have these problems. And all these houses, right, as long as it's, BUC approved,They are BUC, not our BUC, they are building construction approved, 1983 and after means,is more or less stronger for earthquake. Okay, so I asked him if he see any houses or any earthquake problems. So far, he haven't seen earthquake problems here lah, in Osaka, okay, on the newer houses. So this is something that you can also come and check with him about it. So that's it. Anything, you can just message me. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode and bye-bye.